Sami Abu Salim feels torn for abandoning the hell of Gaza City to protect his children. He is no longer witnessing the destruction of that 5,000-year-old city and its people. Instead, now he is reporting life and death in an Israel-designated humanitarian zone, another circle of hell.
Now I'm in Al-Maghazi refugee camp, and I see people at the entrance of the camp. There is a place where the municipality collect garbage. I do not know what to say it in English. Where the municipality collect garbage, heaps of garbage, and people settled it. I mean, they put and settled their tents on the garbage. Yeah, on the garbage itself in Al-Maghazi. And they are suffering from dirty, from smell, from insects, from ants, from mosquito. Because they have no other option. There are some places they can... There are some places which they are clean, but it is closer to the Israeli army, so it is risky. I'm lucky I have water one day a week. People who do not have water, they carry their gallons and walk about 1 kilometer or half or less or more to fill the gallons, to carry the gallons to their tent to continue their life for drinking or for washing. Now, I have to move in central areas to collect some info and meet people, but I need transportation. No transportation. There are some vehicles are moving by using locally manufactured fuel, which is called diesel or gasoline, which is not true. That's why transportation is horrible. And I do not know the drivers. And the drivers ask horrible money. If I call somebody, he say, okay, $200. So even our work as journalists is restricted by risks or the high money we should pay. I was awake about 2 o'clock in the early morning, and I heard an explosion. I did not know what is happening, what happened. So in the morning, about 8 o'clock, I realized that the Israelis hit the house in Al-Nusayrat, central Gaza Strip, and killed 11 people, 11 family members. They are not in Gaza City. They are not in the north. They are in central Gaza Strip, where the Israelis told people and the spokesperson of the Israeli occupation forces told people to go to the central and the south. People can go to Nusayrat, Al-Burej, Al-Maghazi, Deir al-Balah, central Gaza Strip, and Khan Yunis. So early morning, 11, and 2 days ago, another family, the same number, were killed also, not the same number, 8 people, including 4 kids and 2 women, were killed in Al-Burej refugee camp, which is designated as human area, classified by Israeli army as a human area. And people moved there, then they have been killed. So they are liars. They ask people to go to places as a human area, then they are killed in the human areas. Till now also, killing people who are trying to bring food from the distribution centers is continuing. I mean, people after 2 years, still hungry. Now there is a starvation. But the real starvation were in April, May, June, July, August. There were real starvation. And people really, I was very hungry. Now it is better. Now we have some food, yes, in the market. But people do not have money. People do not have money after 2 years of siege and war. Some people go to distribution centers and they to grab some food, but they are killed there. Some have killed there. Yeah, yesterday I think 13 were killed. I should verify the number. But in general, every day people are killed near the distribution center. So everywhere killing. If you are hungry and going to bring food, you will be killed. If you stay in your tent, you are killed. If you are in the north, you are killed. If you are in the central area, human area, you are killed. You are walking in the street, you are killed. If you are a paramedic trying to save people, you are killed. So bloodshed is running, and nobody can curb the Israeli killing machine.